super great atmosphere for fans. The banner's dropping down.
It's gonna be a big night when they drop the banner. Everybody's gonna be juiced up.
Well, opening day is always time where you have a lot of questions, butterflies.
Yeah, they'll definitely be nerves and being anxious, but that's part of football. Super excited now to get to the game. Super excited to play.
I'm not going
to
have butterflies. I'm just going to get really, I'm going to be ready to go.
Yeah, everyone's pretty amped up for this one. It's a big game.
Stadium opened in 2002 in the grandest manner, raising the Patriots' first Super Bowl banner. 15 years later, one end of the stadium has turned into a Mount Rushmore, signifying excellence. Tomorrow night, the football world will be in Foxborough as Super Bowl banner number 5 is unveiled. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this premiere edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burt, coming to you live from CBS Scene here in Foxborough. 2017 season is 25 hours away, but before the first coin is tossed, before the first ball is kicked, the New England Patriots will... Well, I'll tell you exactly what they'll do. They'll honor their past before tackling their future as defending Super Bowl champions. And was there ever a team any more aggressive in the offseason? Dan Roach, he kicks off our coverage by looking at the Patriots and how they reshaped their roster.
The offseason work is done. And while roster shaping remains a work in progress, this Patriots team is on to its season opener.
Our goals are ahead of us, and we're going to have to earn it. Every team starts at the same place. You know, it's a challenging season. We're starting a marathon. It's going to take a lot of good football to get to where we need to be.
Edelman rolls over.
Oh, boy.
Overcoming injuries is always a key to a successful NFL season. And the Patriots have already lost Julian Edelman for the year.
I'm going to miss him every day, man, just in the locker room. And he'll be around. He's a leader on this team. And we're going to miss him on the field.
With Edelman plus Cyrus Jones out for the year, the Pats are searching for a punt returner. But they do have Danny Amendola, who led the team with 18 returns in 2016 and understands the Patriot way.
Whatever the coaches ask me to do, I'm going to do. So it's always been the same for me. Whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do.
As for the defense, with several key departures plus the retirement of Rob Ninkovich, there's plenty of work to be done starting Thursday night.
The hardest game is probably the first open game. You don't know what the other team prepared, but neither do they. You know, this is our stepping stool towards, you know, what we want our team to be.
And finally, Thursday night will be special as we watch the Patriots unveil Super Bowl banner number 5.
We won it in Houston, and they get to have a little piece of it here at home in Foxborough when they drop the banner, so it's exciting. It'll always be up there, so, you know, first quarter, I'll take a peek at it and then get back to work.
Thursday will mark the 5th time that the Patriots will open up a season as defending champions. In the previous 4 meetings, the Pats are 4-0. And oh, by the way, they're encouraging all fans to get into their seats inside Gillette Stadium by 8 o'clock sharp for the opening ceremonies. From the Patriots Hall of Fame, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Within the first 48 hours after the final play of the preseason, the Patriots continued what's been an active 6 months constructing the roster that opens defense of their Super Bowl 51 title. Between last Thursday's encounter with the Giants and Saturday's cut-down deadline, Bill Belichick agreed to 4 trades. Combined with a 5th deal made the previous week, New England netted 4 players, including receiver Philip Dorsett, a 2015 first-round pick of the Colts. With Chris Hogan and Brandon Cooks, he gives Tom Brady 3 targets who each averaged at least 15 yards a catch last year. And while the other acquisitions strengthen a banged-up special teams unit, Dorsett also likely becomes a candidate to help offset injuries in the return game.
Yeah, I did in Miami. I did a little bit at the Colts. You know, like I said, I never really been a primary when it comes to it. I've been so involved in the offense. So, whatever they want me to do, I do.
And it's good to know that Philip Dorsett is willing and able, but I would expect tomorrow night to see Danny Amendola and perhaps Patrick Chung, Steve, in that role for the Patriots.
Well, you mentioned Amendola. How much longer can Amendola keep doing this, especially depending on how much the Patriots are going to use him?
Well, he can do it as long as he's healthy, and he's very good at doing it. He's one of the better return men in the league. The problem is, of course, putting a guy out there on the island on a punt return,
right,
you're exposing him to a lot more hits than I think the Patriots would like for Danny to absorb. They've managed him conservatively this preseason in training camp. He's had durability issues. When he's been on the field, he's been clutch. No doubt Amendola is capable, but I think conservative would be the approach for the Patriots for the long haul to preserve him, of course, for when it counts most in the postseason if they get there.
All right, Bob, we'll have fun tomorrow night.
Looking forward, Steve.
Cannot wait for it to get here. Thank you very much. All right, there's no better way to amp up the excitement for the season than with Patriots All Access. Here's what's coming up later on the show. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
On the eve of banner number 5's unveiling, we take you to the Patriots Super Bowl ring ceremony.
Mr. Kraft knows how to throw a party.
But first, we sit down with head coach Bill Belichick.
Well, I'm sure he's got, he's got some very explosive players offensively to work with, so I'm sure he has some plays that we haven't seen with them.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Couple third and shorts here.
And then the last one, I thought that was a good route, man. Nice shot, hit to the top, good stick at the top.
This is your livelihood. This is how you support your family right now. This is what preseason is about.
99 is what 99 is. So let's make sure that we're working together on everything with them as much as we possibly can.
Good drive. Good drive. That's what we needed. Good job, them three and out now, man, all right? Look, I'm just going to keep coming with the pressures now. Be ready for them, okay? Good?
Yeah, we get that one double again.
Nice
hey,
job.
Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. Nice job. Hey.
Nice job.
That's the way to turn it over.
Yeah.
That's the way to turn it over.
Right, there we go.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, man? Great. Good to see you.
Yeah.
I missed you on Green Drive.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome, though.
Hey, Bubba. How you doing, big guy?
Hey, y'all play together. Play for each other.
You know what we got?
Fly around out there. All right? Trenches on three. 1, 2, 3.
It's your resume, baby. It's your resume.
We just got to keep using our hands.
Put another drive together here. Start fast.
Well, welcome back to this live edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. What a night this is. You know, the Patriots finished 1-3 in the preseason, but wins and losses only count in the regular season, and that is a good thing. This is Bill Belichick's 18th season here in Foxborough, and the hallmark of excellence is consistency. Then there is no peer. He has absolutely no one even close to that. Coach Belichick has guided his teams to double-digit wins, get this, in 14 consecutive seasons. No one's close to that either. Scott Zolak sits down with a man who vowed no days off when he raised the Super Bowl trophy back in February.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, all the OTAs are over. Camp is officially over now. And I know you've stated this before. 6 or 7 weeks into the season, you kind of have an understanding for what your football team actually is. But what do you see throughout camp that you like about the football team that you have right now?
Well, we've made a lot of progress, but we've got a long way to go. So we'll just keep taking it day by day, try to keep improving. But I think we're a long way from where we need to be, where we want to be. I'm sure every team in the league feels the same way.
I want to talk to you about the unpredictability of week one. I know you watch a ton of film. You'll go back, you watch all Kansas City from last year, maybe some tweaks that they do, offense and defense this year in preseason. Is that the toughest thing about week one, or maybe the most exciting thing about week one, the unpredictability of it?
Sure. Because not only is there some scheme unpredictability, but it's a new year for everybody, and it's certainly not a carryover from last year. There's a lot of new players, and new players interacting with other new players, playing against teams of new players, and you know, everybody's trying to get their feet on the ground, and it's opening day, so there's a lot of excitement, but there's also going to be some plays in week one that mistakes in week one that wouldn't happen in week three or week four. That's just football. So there are always some crazy bounces and some crazy plays that show up in week one that you look back on and say, you know, wow, when's the last time you saw that? And there it is on opening day. So hopefully you're prepared for it if that happens.
A little more maybe, too, with Andy Reid over there. You look over and he's got that big cheesecake menu as a play sheet. And you're thinking, boy, what has he added this year?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's got, he's got some very explosive players offensively to work with. So I'm sure he has some plays that we haven't seen with them.
One of those guys, Tyreek Hill. Fair to say when your defense breaks the huddle, you better find out where that guy is on the field.
Sure, you better. That's right. He's got a lot of speed, and even if he's on one side of the field, he can easily get to the other side of the field on reverses and under routes and things like that. So, he's a big threat wherever he is.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week for the coach, and it comes from at Jim Bellamy. Yeah. Who taught you the importance of turning the page from year to year? You talk about it a lot. You preach it to the players. And how hard is it to get guys off last year and get them going on the new year?
Yeah, I don't think it's that hard. That's we all, we live that in our lives. We just there's a new day, there's a new month, there's a new year, there's a new cycle, and whatever it is we're doing, and just have to move on and embrace it and deal with it. So, football is one of those things, and just can't continue to be the way it is. You got to start all over again, and we started that process. I think maybe players and coaches that haven't been in the league that long, maybe it takes a little bit of adjusting, but it's really pretty straightforward.
Kind of learn from it as you go. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Belastrader with Kansas City, what are we going to take a peek at? Offense, defense?
Kansas City defense. Yeah, they've got a lot of good coverage players, and they can rush, so it's a good defensive unit.
All right, sounds good. Hang tight, everybody. More Patriots All Access right after this, and then we're going to have the Belastrader later in the show.
And there you can tell right there, coach is in week 8 mode, Steve. Laser focus, quick answers. Doesn't want to really play any chit-chat games, even though we have a pretty good relationship. I'm so fired up, I even wore my socks tonight. So
oh,
I'm
there
ready.
You go, Zoe.
I'm ready
there
to go.
Go.
I'm ready
All
to
right,
go.
Let's get inside Belichick's head for a second. What's his mindset like?
Well, I think the mindset, even going back to last week, everybody thought, okay, you're going to roll Jacoby Brissett out there week 4 preseason. Roster's pretty much 98% set. The tenacity and the aggressiveness of last week, the trades, going and getting the kid Marsh, flipping Brissett for Dorsett. I mean, you got Dorsett, who's a former first-round pick.
Right.
Basically value. You flip a 3-4-1. It just tells you that the bottom of this roster is probably going to be in flux for at least the first month of the season. And Bill always treats that first month as an extension of the preseason. So
they won without Gronk. Is he worried at all about winning without Edelman?
I think Bill goes to war with whoever's available. I mean, they've learned to live without Gronkowski.
Right.
It's going to be tough to learn it without Edelman. It puts a lot of pressure on a 40-year-old quarterback who pretty much looked at him as the crutch. Edelman made this offense go.
Right.
Gronkowski's greatest tight end to ever play the game. It's nice to have him back. Now, who kicks in the slot? It's probably going to be Hogan, but it's going to be a multitude of guys. I think they're everybody. It's going to be Bax. It's going to be Burkhead. They have enough right now, but once you get it on film, that's when you got to start to worry how our defense is going to play them week 5, 6, 7 down the road.
All right, one last question. You mentioned defense. Anything concern you on defense?
Well, pass rush. I mean, it's been a concern. Linebackers, Kelsey, he's a tight end that could run. I'm just wondering if they have that pass-catching tight end, like Jimmy Graham,
right,
when he was with the Saints. Remember, Aqib Talib covered him. Will we see Stephon Gilmore at all kicked inside on Kelsey if he starts to hurt him?
All right, so have fun calling the game tomorrow.
I'm fired up. Let's go.
I know you are, man.
Let's go.
Yeah. Jumping.
Right.
He's jumping.
Drop
all
that
right.
banner.
Yeah. Coming up next, we go one-on-one with Patrick Chung. This is a lot going on Patriots All Access. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
welcome back to this live edition of Pitchers All Access. We're coming to you from CBS Scene here in Foxborough on a great night, the night before the season opener. Drafted by the Patriots back in 2009, Patrick Chung left to taste a little Philly cheesesteak, but he was only gone a year. And then he came back. You know what? He was on two Super Bowl winners. And I find out he can't help. He cannot wait to make it three. Well, let me start by saying this, Patrick Chung. 9 years in the National Football League. That's a long time.
I'll take it.
Has it flown by for you?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm on autopilot right now. You know, I just...
Meaning what?
I get here in the morning, I just go. Look at the schedule, then just go, man. It's like, you're doing it so many years. You don't get complacent, but, you know, you just get into a routine, and that routine just, you know, helping things fly by.
Tell me about this year. What is this year going to be like? You got the opener coming up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be jam-packed. It's going to be exciting. How are the players looking at this game?
You know how Coach is, man. He just prepares us like it's a game. You know, you have to go in. It's a big game, opener against a really good team. But it's kind of like a playoff game or Super Bowl. You have to go in there like it's a game. We're playing a game, playing football. We've been practicing the whole preseason, everything. Just go out there and just, you know, do everything you can to high intensity and just, you know, do it as, you know, play by play. Don't think about the play after. Don't think about the play before and just kind of just play football.
How has this defense come together?
We'll find out. I mean, as of right now, I mean, we're good. We're doing pretty good. We're going in the right direction, I feel. And, you know, we have a lot of things to work on, though. I mean, we haven't played one game. Mm-hmm. You know, none of us have played a full game. So we have to go out there and, you know, see what we have. And we got a good team coming up to, you know, see where we are, you know.
Right.
So we have to go out there and just play football, man, and then, you know, just try to go up from there.
You got some new faces on defense. I want to – how does Stephon Gilmore – fit into the mix?
He's a competitor, man. Quiet, goes to work, and competes. Even on days we're not supposed to compete, he's competing.
Really?
So that's good to have. You know, it's better to tell someone to calm down than to speed up. I mean, we don't have to tell him to speed up. So, but I mean...
You have to tell him to calm down?
Sometimes, but not really, because he's going to compete. That's just how he is. That's how we are as a group, you know, and that's a good addition to our team. And, you know, like I said, it's the first game, so we're going to see how he does, you know, throughout the season.
When you look at, I asked you about you being 9 years in the NFL, how about your quarterback?
Yeah.
Just double that.
Yeah, man. I'm old. He's grandpa. I mean, he seems like he's getting better with age, man. Like, he's just getting...
Come on, man.
For real, he's just getting, like, calmer and just... I don't get it. I mean, I want to drink some of the juice he's drinking, and then maybe I'll get, you know, 35, 40 in there.
Are you amazed at what he's been able to accomplish?
Absolutely, man. I mean, he's the same person that he's been since I came in 9 years ago. You know, he's just competing, always competing every day, and still the same even keel guy. You know, that's just been him for as long as I've known him. So, and I respect that. So, it's good.
One last question. I'll let you go after this. What's it going to be like knowing that every game you guys have the target on your back? You guys are the team that everybody wants to knock off.
We'll take it. Bring it on. It's fine. We're going to compete like it's a Super Bowl every game, I guess. Just do what we got to do and make sure we come out on top. If you guys beat us, yeah, you're going to have to kill us pretty much.
That's a big if.
All right.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Patrick Chung, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Get an All Access pass inside the Patriots ring ceremony.
Now, I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
Houston, you know, is one of the best pass rushers in the league. Very explosive
and
player.
And Coach Belichick highlights the Kansas City defense on the Belistrator.
You can see how, you know, quickly he, you know, gets to the edge.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
Champion. after our show, beginning at 8 p.m. on NFL Network, two more great Patriot shows that you don't want to miss. Do Your Job Part 2 at 8 p.m.
And we're privileged to have Bill Belichick as our head coach. But he's done it with a great team of people.
I'd like to propose a toast to all of you. It's an awesome staff, an awesome family. Appreciate the support from everybody. To Super Bowl 51 champions, congratulations.
Followed by America's Game at 9.
Fans in New England have been marking their calendars with this day.
Yep, and here he comes.
The place is erupting. He had this look in his eye. He always has that look, but it was different this time. He had a posture like, they want to suspend me for 4 games for something I didn't do. Like, we're going to see who's going to get the last laugh at the end of this season.
There's not many games you don't see that face. You know Brady because that's when he comes trotting out with Jimmy. And he goes and does his little fist pump. That's when, you know, we start tightening up them gloves a little more. Buckle it up. It was go time.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
And that's coming up tonight at 9 on the NFL Network. Tomorrow night's Super Bowl banner raising is designed for the fans. After all, the players have to get ready for the game. They know that's not going to be a picnic. But their day came back in June when Robert Kraft invited the team over to the house for a diamond celebration.
If you're privileged to win, you want to have a party that people remember for the rest of their lives.
How are you, big guy?
Good to see you. How are you?
Thank you so much for having us over here. It's awesome.
I'm lost for words.
All the hard work you put in, this is what it's for, and it's just truly amazing.
Some of you always dreamed of coming true.
The toughness and the resiliency of this team is something to be remembered.
To spend, one more night with these teammates that, you don't know if you'll ever be together like this ever again. You can never, put into words, what this means.
Mr. Kraft knows how to throw a party.
On behalf of my entire family, I'd like to welcome you to my home.
28-3. If you think you're going to come back from that, you do. That's the pipe talking. That got to be the pipe talking.
Super Bowl champions, open your wings now.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
Well, I'm just, I'm blown away. I think you can never, put into words, what this means. It's
all your accomplishments and dreams coming true, so.
This means a lot.
The story behind this one is just one for the record books.
It's just a reminder of how hard we gotta work.
This one was great. It means the world to me.
I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
A lot of special people go into that ring.
Just a cherry on top, but really those relationships and what my peers and my friends and my teammates thought about me, that was bigger than this could ever be.
The ring just, you know, it symbolizes so many things, and more than just, you know, something you wear in your hand, you know, what the memories you have in your mind and your heart is what really will, you know, you'll remember for the rest of your life.
The opening of Gillette Stadium featured the unveiling of the first Super Bowl banner. On the field, touchdown passes to Kristen Foray and the immortal Donald Hayes helped the Patriots beat Pittsburgh 30-14.
10-5, touchdown!
The 2004 opener may have been one of the best regular season games in Gillette history. Willie McGinnis' sack of Peyton Manning pushed the Colts to the edge of field goal range.
No good!
The 2005 opener featured Randy Moss in a Raiders uniform. The Patriots got two TD runs by Corey Dillon and two touchdown passes from Brady.
Fires wide open inside the five and in. Touchdown, Deion Branch.
In their 30-20 victory. And in 2015, Gronk had three touchdown receptions as the Patriots beat Pittsburgh 28-21.
Okay. Well, under Andy Reid, the Kansas City Chiefs are one of the most winningest teams in the National Football League. There's no question about that. And they want to come in here tomorrow night and make a statement right out of the gate. We now welcome Meredith Gorman from Patriots.com with more on the Chiefs.
Thanks, Steve. Well, it's certainly going to be a big AFC matchup out there tomorrow night, but you can't forget how many weapons the Chiefs have between Eric Berry and Marcus Peters on defense and Tyreek Hill on offense. It's going to be a tough one for the Patriots tomorrow night. I'll tell you that much.
Defending world champs on the road, kick off the NFL season, so that's why you play the game. I mean, that's why we're all here. Yeah, pumped about it, but obviously we got to do the right things leading up to that.
You love competition. If you're in this business, that's what you thrive on. So, and I tell you, both sides feel that way. The players, that's why these guys play the game. They want to play against the best, and so that's how this is presented. And you want to coach against the best. You have that opportunity, and that's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing about this sport.
Now, the relationship between Coach Belichick and Andy Reid extends well beyond the football field, with Coach Belichick saying earlier this week there's a lot of mutual respect between the two of them, so maybe there'll be a little bit of a reunion for them out there on the field tomorrow night. But for now, we are going to throw it to the studio, where Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick are going to break down the Chiefs. It's time for the Belistrator.
All right, Coach, I know the Kansas City defense, they have some good guys off the edge. They have the ability to apply pressure, and they also have some guys that are pretty good ball hawks in the secondary.
They do. They've been at the top of the league in turnovers for the last 3 years, and really starts with Peters, number 22. He's very aggressive, has great ball skills, and see how quickly he closes on this ball and makes the interception here against the Chargers. Then, of course, there's the run after the interception with these guys. So, got to do a good job with our routes and our protection, as we'll see here in a little bit.
Okay. That's sort of giving you a blitz look here, right?
Yep.
Walking up.
Yep. So right here, number 38, Parker. You know, it's not just Peters and Barry. See, Parker makes a very athletic play here. Again, on the over route.
Now, when you see a guy do that like that, is that he's baiting the quarterback like he is right there? It seems like, you know, he's showing you that he's open, and undercuts it as quickly as he does.
I think, you know, maybe a little bit better throw and that would have made it through. Okay. But I think that's the problem, is these guys are athletic. They have good ball skills. They anticipate well. Of course, Barry's another great job here closing on the, you know, and that's Rivers and Ryan. That's two pretty good quarterbacks.
Sure.
But big play here by Barry, and again, not just the interception, but then the return for a touchdown. So, you know, the secondary, very, very athletic, instinctive players with good ball skills. We got to really do a good job of taking care of the ball.
That's what's scary right there. Two of those were zone looks, and two of them ended up as picks, and the other one in man.
These guys, Chiefs play a lot of, you know, the bare front with five defensive linemen or two outside linebackers, call them whatever you want, on the line of scrimmage. And here's the line of scrimmage here on the 40, you know, 3-yard line, let's call it. And you can see how they've reset the line here, you know, how aggressive they are. And that was the line of scrimmage, and now you've got all these guys in the backfield here. So they get quite a few negative plays in the running game because of their penetration and their ability with Houston and Holly, D Ford, and those guys on the edge, Zombo, whoever it is out there to set the edge and, you know, keep the runner from going forwards. Houston, you know, is one of the best pass rushers in the league, very explosive player. So here against the Broncos, you can see how, you know, quickly he, you know, gets to the edge. And again, not only do these guys sack the quarterback, but a lot of their plays are from these ends on the backside, like this, strip sacks, coming from behind, pulling the ball out, scoop and score. So again, it's not just the negative play. A lot of times it's the turnover that, and the score that comes with it. This is Johnson coming up the middle on a three-man game with Johnson, Ali, and D Ford coming around. So a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, and you know, a lot of trouble for the Texans this game last year.
Communication up front imperative with Dante and his crew.
Absolutely. Okay. Jones here, you know, played in, can play in, can play a three technique, can play on the nose. A versatile player with a lot of skill, long, athletic. And so they have a lot of good football players up front, and again, good in the secondary. So it's going to be a big, big challenge for us to move the ball against this defense.
Good stuff on the Bell Strader. You're in midseason form. I know you're kicking off the season tomorrow night, Coach. Good luck. Go get them.
Thanks, though. Appreciate it.
There you go. There's your Bell Strader to kick things off for the 2017 season. More ball access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
You gotta love it. Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Panel discussion time with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good to be back, Steve.
All right, first topic of discussion, Julian Edelman. How do you replace him?
You know, it's not easy, obviously. And the thing I worried the most about replacing Edelman is the intangibles, the stuff off the toughness, the leadership, and just his connection with the overall connection that he has with his teammates, and obviously, especially Tom Brady. And I actually think an important guy, Mike, might be Chris Hogan. And I think he's a guy that has shown the ability to play inside and outside. I think he had a really, really strong summer. I thought he may have been the Patriots' best player throughout training camp and in the preseason games. I think he could have a real big spike in production.
Yeah, and this wasn't the reason why, but I thought it was symbolic. When we go inside that Patriots locker room, we noticed some of the lockers were moved around, and Chris Hogan's was right next to Tom Brady's this week after they traded Jacoby Brissett. And when I looked at that, I thought to myself, like, that says something right there. Right next to each other, they need to take that trust to another level Julian Edelman was targeted 38 times on third down last year. Those are gotta-have-it plays. It took three players to even match that total, so that's where you're really going to miss him. Tom Brady, that trust he had in Edelman.
And real quick before we move on, just one thing. You have Gronkowski, which you didn't have for most of last year. He should get some of those third down targets
also. Patriots, I think, won 11 games without Gronk, including the Super Bowl. All right, let's talk about this Patriots defense because you have Hightower, you have Flowers, but where in the heck does the pass rush come from?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because they're going to have to figure out different ways, I think, to scheme it up. And I don't think they really have guys. You know, Harvey Longy's a kid that they've got a lot of run in the summer, but I don't think he's a natural edge player and that natural pass rusher. So you might see Matt Patricia dial some different things up. I think Adam Butler is a kid that maybe showed the ability to be a sub-package interior rusher. Maybe they want to move Trey Flowers around a little bit too, but I don't think you're going to see a guy get 15 sacks with his team, Mike. I think it's going to be a committee approach.
And I think that is the Matt Patricia defense.
Absolutely.
I think they get their pressure with the scheme, those A-gap blitzes with the linebackers. What I'm fascinated to watch is if they use Hightower more on the edge, what's the trickle-down effect to the off-the-line linebacker spot? David Harris, Alandon Roberts, can those guys hang in?
Speaking about hanging in, I want to bring up conditioning because here's the deal. Hightower, no snaps. Nate Solder, no snaps
it's
in the preseason.
Point,
are these guys going to be ready to play?
Yeah, it is something to keep an eye on. And Bill Belichick likes to rotate offensive linemen a lot in the opener anyway. Mm-hmm. And now you have a guy in Nate Solder, who I think is a vital part of that front, playing left tackle, who hasn't taken one snap in the preseason. And oh, by the way, his backup, or the guy we think probably will be his backup, Cam Fleming, is banged up too. He missed some practice time. So something to keep an eye on Thursday night.
And Bill Belichick always talks about the unknowns of a season opener, but how about this? It's the conditioning of the season opener because these guys aren't conditioned to play a full game right now.
Right.
So you really tax your whole 46-man game day roster. You need all your guys. Watch for rotations at a lot of positions early in that game.
All right, we want to take a moment. Let's just take a moment.
Should we bow our heads?
18 years. Belichick, Brady together. 18 years. How special is that?
It's amazing when you go into seasons and you legitimately have arguments over whether or not it's fair to say that they could go undefeated. That's how good this program has been. And I call it a program because that's what Bill calls it. You know, Andy Hart likes to make fun of me when I call it a program. That's exactly what this is. Sustained winning. I don't think we'll ever see anything like this ever again. This kind of dominance for this long a period of time. And those are the two keys.
I'll just say two words, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yep,
right?
Appreciate it.
I mean, that's it. And you don't know how much longer it's going to go for. I think the last time the Chiefs came in on an opener, we saw how fast things can change with injuries and that stuff. So just appreciate it.
All right, we got to go. Thank you very much, guys.
All right,
that'll do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. Thank you all for being with us. Great show. Fun to have you guys on. After tomorrow night's opener, join us for the fifth quarter postgame show. We'll bring you Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's press conferences live right after the game tomorrow night on MyTV 38. And we hope you'll join us every Friday at 7 o'clock for Patriots All Access right here on WBZ, your official Patriots station. For Bob Sosi, Scott Zolak, Meredith Gorman, Mike Reese, and Paul Perillo, and all the hardworking folks behind the scenes. Have a great night, everybody. See you later.